The build of the new Jaguar started less than a year ago. There's a process that has been preached.
Our whole focus is on getting better. We're going to win a lot of games now.
The results were less than rewarding for half the season. Then came a win. And on Sunday, more validation that the Jaguars are getting better.
Things are starting to turn around here.
The Jags weave through Houston's traffic, and now the arrow is pointing in the right direction.
The road to success in this room is always under construction.
Building on a win, the Jags are paving the way for a big finish.
This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by EverBank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing. Gate, NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, an official sponsor of the Jaguars.
Let's keep getting better. Let's keep challenging one another, and let's just get better tomorrow, man. Let's get better tomorrow. But enjoy it, man.
That's a look inside the Jaguars locker room on Sunday. A constant message from Gus Bradley, the head coach. A consistent message, but he finds a new way to tell it every single week. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brent Martineau, joined as always by Jeff Loggeman. Gus Bradley told his team once they won the first game, they might come in bunches. Two of the three isn't bad.
I loved exactly what he said there at the very beginning. He said the road to success is always under construction. He is so right.
Absolutely. We are not alone, and we're going to talk about that road tonight for the next half hour. Players' day off, but Alan Ball joins us in studio. Played college ball for the Fighting Illini, seventh-year cornerback. Played for the Cowboys for 5 years, the Texans last season, and now the Jaguars. Three interceptions in his career, and he has been outstanding for the Jacksonville Jaguars, especially the last few weeks, a free agent signing of Dave Caldwell. But first, it's Victory Monday, and that means the players get the day off. Mm-hmm. He's in here anyway. You never hear a louder roar in the airplane or in the locker room until Coach says Victory Monday. That means a lot to you guys,
yeah,
doesn't it?
That's a big day for players. Monday off is huge. The day after a game, a rough game, especially on the road, coming home, getting that extra day off is huge.
And maybe pay dividends. I mean, the last time he gave you a whole week off, I mean, that was the bye, right? And you're 2-1 since the bye.
Yeah, we came back pretty fresh. I think guys got away on that bye week and really got a chance to just refresh their minds and come back fresh and come back ready to play. And it was exciting to do that.
I'll give the folks out there an idea what you do on a day off, on a Victory Monday. Do you just chill out or what?
Today I actually had to go in. I had to go get some body work, just get my body rejuvenated or whatnot, because you don't want to lay around the day after a game and really get too static. So went in, did a little bit of work, and then I just relaxed for the rest of the day, ate good, and just really relaxed.
Now, see, that's a smart man. You got to take care of your body, because your body is your paycheck in the National Football League. All right, let's take a look from yesterday at the top plays of the game.
It's kind of like your face. Play number three, Ace Sanders, 51 yards to set up the first touchdown of the game.
Well, his career long, and it set up Maurice Jones-Drew's touchdown, and all three scoring drives had big plays in them. The Ace Sanders one obviously led to the touchdown by Maurice, and our next big play led to a field goal.
Well, let's take a look at it. Say hey to Mojo for play number two, 44-yard run, the longest of the season for number 32.
Allen, they talked about reducing his reps, and they went down, but his production went up.
Can break any play, so it's good seeing him get the ball and just get up the field every play.
Chody played with a ton of passion on Sunday, and play number one, what a moment for Ryan Davis, and what an interception to clinch the game against the Texans.
That is the most athletic interception by a defensive lineman, maybe even a defensive back, that I've ever seen.
Hey, you know what, I was right there, and I was expecting it just to pop up off of him the last time. I didn't expect him to grab it and pull it down, but he did, so I was definitely excited for him.
The defensive backs will take exception to that comment, Jeff, but the smile
That's the truth.
The smile on Ryan Davis's face after the game was so genuine, and he got a special phone call after as well.
Mama called me. She was crying, overwhelmed with joy. So I can understand that. Me too. I feel like I wanted to cry out there when I got it. But it was just a great feeling overall, and I'm just happy, that we got out of here with this W.
Well, I get the luxury of being on that sideline, and after that interception, or after he made a play in the game, he made a couple of plays, your team was really fired up. They liked this guy. What is it about him that you like?
I think it's a special story. Just seeing him all year, I think since training camp, I came in and I was just like, yo, who is this guy? Like, he can really play. And I think throughout the weeks of the season, he's just gotten better and better and better and better. And now he's getting his chance to play, and it's showing up, and he's showing up big.
And they put a little package together that he's involved in, and it's called the Lightning Package, mm-hmm. which is three Leos and then Sendarek Marks, and that particular personnel grouping, 16 snaps yesterday. I was talking to Todd Walsh, D-line coach, and they had five productive plays. That's almost 33%. That's a heck of a percentage.
Yeah, that, like I said yesterday, our D-line was so productive. I mean, just attacking from every different angle. Everybody brought their part, and they made our job in the back end so much easier all day, and they do a good job up front.
Well, speaking of that back end, how about the Xfinity Speed play of the game right now? Winston Guy with a big hit on Andre Johnson. And, Jeff, I think this set the tone a bit.
Well, I don't think. I know, because there was another ball that was similar to that, Alan, that was later in the ball game. And he was kind of reaching for it, letting his body get out there to it.
Yeah, plays like that, they set the tone. And you could tell later in the game they ran the exact same play. The ball was put in the exact same spot, and he was a little more timid. Mm-hmm. I very rarely see Andre get his hand on the ball and not catch it, but he was a little more timid going across that middle.
I wouldn't call it gator arms, the one that was later, but it was kind of gator body.
You know, I'm going to say gator arms. Yeah. Say gator arms.
Well, let him say that. Well, how about the defense? I mean, from a consistent standpoint, it was the best outing for sure of the season, holding the Texans to just 6 points. Mm-hmm. What went so right for you guys?
I think everything clicked. We've been waiting for that all year. Just our offense to get on the field, have ball of possession that long, and then our defense getting out there and just being productive. All year we've talked about getting off on third down, and that's been huge for us. And I think yesterday it just all showed the things that we're practicing on and going through. I think it just showed up yesterday.
The first half was dominant. I mean, you allowed the Texans only 60 yards. They had 4 3 and outs as an offense. Andre Johnson didn't have a catch in the first half. And you were covering quite a bit. I mean, you had a big part in that.
Yeah, I mean, they line him up everywhere. So everybody in our secondary played a part in that, just knowing where he's at, whether it was me, whether it was Grotz, whether it was Mike Harris in the slot. Wherever he's at, we had awareness of it. And our safeties played well, just honing in on him. And we did a good job outside as well.
Well, there's the numbers. I mean, no touchdowns allowed, 27% on third down. And three straight games, you guys have not allowed 100 yards rushing. Now, it wasn't as good as the week before against the Cardinals, where you only allowed 14. But, I mean, holy cow, you can't expect that every week.
Right. Our D-line, like I said, they're doing a good job up front. Just stopping a run and making a team one-dimensional makes it so much easier in the back end when you know they're going to throw the ball. And they've been doing a good job shutting down the run, and I want to see them keep working that way.
We're going to get into that secondary a bit more coming up, but the offense did its part as well. And you mentioned the controlling the clock a little bit, and that also meant Cecil Shorts III having a pretty good game. 8 catches, Jeff. He had asked for it. He got it. And he delivered. I like that.
And, Alan, I never had a problem with what he said, because I know the kind of person that Cecil is. And I'm talking about, hey, he wanted the ball more after the previous game against the Cardinals. And I saw exactly what I expected, Cecil to be productive.
You know, and I'm somewhat of a competitor myself. And I told Cecil throughout the week, this week you're going to see a lot of man-to-man coverage. So for you to have a chance just to beat those guys one-on-one, that's what you do. And you have an extreme opportunity in front of you just to go out and capture it. And I think he did a good job yesterday just going out and capturing a moment and doing what he does best, and that's competing.
Let's take you back to August. You guys went toe-to-toe a little bit a couple of times.
All the time.
So quite the competitors, you and of course, him.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, he got me a long way throughout training camp. There were days that are rough, but when I see him line up in front of me, it's almost like I got to take it to another level, because I know that's what he's going to do. And it's exciting to see him play, because you know he's going to compete every play, and he does it, and it's a beautiful thing to watch.
So last year when you were playing for the Texans, did you like trying to tackle Maurice Jones-Drew, or when you were with the Cowboys? Because I guess I don't know if he even played against the Texans because he was hurt. You did one? Okay.
Yeah.
Did you like tackling him?
No, and that was a point of emphasis wherever I played at, tackling Mojo. That's been a point of emphasis. He's so low to the ground. And he runs so hard. He's a load. And I mean, just whether you want to cut him, hit him up high, he's a load. You're going to feel it either way. So that's a point of emphasis, I'm sure, for everybody to tackle him and tackle him well.
And he looks a little more like Earl Campbell maybe than he ever has. He's a little bigger now.
Yeah, big and strong. I'm not just because he's bigger, I think he's gotten stronger with it. So he does a good job, and he's a load. So everybody that hits him, I'm sure they feel it each and every time.
That's a difference. Some people say he lost a bit of speed, but he's got the power and that leverage in the legs. He's carrying that pile once again. More with Alan Ball coming up in just a moment. Time for a little trivia as we head for our first time out here on Jaguars All Access. But first, last week's answer. The question was about the lowest rushing total in NFL history, and the answer was the Chicago Cardinals. Remember them? Here's tonight's question. Alan Ball shares his name with a famous American screenwriter who won the Academy Award for Best Original Screenplay in 2000. What film, starring Kevin Spacey, won the award? If you think you know the answer, email us at triviamail@jaguars.com, and you could win a $100 gift certificate from fanatics.com.
Still to come on Jaguars All Access. The offense got going early on Sunday. Jeff heads to the smart board to show you how they got it done.
I'm John Osier, and I'm going to tell you why this week's Ozone is no gimmick.
Plus, another fun locker room after a win.
Yeah, wasn't that fun? Yeah. It was so awesome, man.
We are taking you where nobody else can, coming up. But first, here are your Southern Ford dealers. Sounds of the game.
Today, the question is, can we do it from the first play and take it all the way through? Huh? We need it all today. PG.
Another day to get better. I'm excited.
We need it all out of everybody. Uh-huh. Every play, let's get it all. Let's start fast. Let's start fast.
Penny from the gun. Slant to Sanders, who has lots of room. Ace Sanders with a big play. Fourth and goal. Maurice Jones-Drew. Touchdown, Jacksonville.
Good
job,
Ochoa!
Get things faster. On third down, Keenum chased and sacked. Andre Branch. Maurice Jones-Drew, nice hole on the left side from Mojo. Jones-Drew with a big gain into Houston territory. Keenum. And that is intercepted. Intercepted by Ryan Davis. And for the second time in 3 weeks, the Jacksonville Jaguars have won.
We got it! Let's go!
This is Jaguars All Access. This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by Everbank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing. Gate. Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services.
All right, we've got the Twitter takeover going on. Tweet me at BrentAS360, and there you look at Alan Ball going to the smart board in just a moment. Ask him some questions. We'll answer them during our timeouts. Welcome back here to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brent Martin. No time to go inside the film room right now with Jeff Lagerman and the Baptist Health Smart Board. Alan Ball is standing by. We're going to learn a little something about the wide receiver position, Jeff.
We are. We're going to learn a little bit about route running. And, you know, Alan, the one thing that I do love is when offensive coordinators can set things up. Much like the double move where they run a comeback, then the follow-up play to that is the double move and go deep.
Yeah.
Well, in this game, Ace Sanders, three plays before what I'm going to show everybody, he had a rub route. Mm-hmm. And so since we don't have that play, I'm just going to draw it up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now a rub route is where the outside wide receiver would almost run a pick against that guy, and this expecting man coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ace would come outside and then get free and either run an up route or an out route or whatever. That's a rub route, right?
Right, right. And the ball would be thrown probably about right here when this defender is trying
to
make up ground. Somewhere in between here and here, they're going to try to loft the ball over while this player is hung up on that pick.
Well, they ran the rub route three plays before. Now watch what they do three plays later. They actually fake the rub route. That's the fake.
Mm-hmm.
And look at the defensive back going over the top.
Yeah, he's taking that angle to get to the ball because he knows if he gets picked by here, the ball's going to be here. So he's taking an angle around, which that's
so
why
he's taking the angle here to get over the top
to meet him there because he knows he can't go under the pick, so he has to go around it.
So he's got to go that way. He can't go this way. Well, Ace is not going that way.
Mm-hmm.
Ace is running the fake to the outside and then running the slant route. And the ball was put perfectly on the money, and then he just outruns the defense.
Beautiful play. And we saw it in practice. And I was actually the defender in practice, and I just started yelling as soon as it happened. I said, Coach, that's a great play, and I'm glad they ran it in the game.
There it is. There's a fake rub, boom, plant, come back to the inside, and then it's just speed up the field. And he's got some speed now for a guy that's reportedly didn't have much coming out of South Carolina.
He can run, and then when you see him every day like we do, you definitely understand his abilities.
Now, one of the guys I love watching, and look, I'm a former defensive lineman, but I still appreciate good routes, and you get to see Cecil Shorts every day in practice. And look at this. He plants his foot, that little head fake right there, and it's the same defensive back for the Houston Texans. He thinks he's going to the outside, right?
Yeah, see, he's playing inside leverage, so he thinks he's taking away the inside just by his body position. So when Cecil gives him that out route, he's thinking he's going away from my leverage. So he has to play it, kind of overplay it, because he's sitting inside. And Cecil gives him one step and comes back in. Beautiful route. Chad puts the ball on the money, and it's a big play.
And I want to look at this from the end zone perspective. This is the same play, and Cecil's off the screen. But look what's coming down the gut on Chad Henne, and he knows it.
Yeah.
You know, he knows it. Hey, look, I'm going to get hit. That's the way it is playing quarterback in the National Football League. But he stands in there.
Yeah.
And he throws an absolutely perfect ball to Cecil.
There were times I sat on the sideline and I saw this all day where I would see him getting a tackle or see a hand in his face, and he did a good job of just standing in there delivering a good throw and putting it where the receivers could catch it.
So, Brent, do you think you could stand in there and play quarterback like that and just take the shots with somebody coming right down the pike, 250 pounds running a 4-4?
Absolutely not. I can hardly stand right here and take your shots. But that was good stuff. I thought Chad Henne maybe had his best game as a Jacksonville Jaguar. Let us be the first, by the way, to wish you a happy Thanksgiving week. Just wanted to get that in before John Osier had the honors. The Jags are thankful for another win, of course, and we are thankful that Johnny O is on our team and in the C-Best Ozone right now.
I'm John Osier with tonight's Ozone Question. And Ray from Arlington writes, great, Thanksgiving week. I'm sure this means some cheap, gimmicky, what the Jaguars should be thankful for, Ozone. I can't wait. Well, Ray, words hurt. There's nothing cheap or gimmicky about Thanksgiving. And frankly, I don't like your tone. But with two victories in three games, too much good's happening around the Jaguars right now to get bogged down in your swamp of negativity. So will I tell you what the Jaguars should be thankful for this week? And will I do it with the dignity Ozone faithful demand? You're darn right I will. If I'm the Jaguars, I'm thankful young players such as Jonathan Cypher and Ace Sanders and Dwayne Grotz are looking like keepers. And thankful older players such as Alan Ball, Senderic Marks, and Geno Hayes are too. If I'm the Jaguars, I'm thankful I didn't release Andre Branch before the season. And thankful the Jags got MJD running at last. And Ray, I gotta tell you, you talked to me on Thanksgiving week about cheap gimmicks. This team isn't about gimmicks. This team is about overcoming adversity, staying the course. That's no gimmick, Ray. That takes a steady, guiding hand. So if I'm the Jaguars, I'm thankful for Gus Bradley. He stuck to his approach when most coaches would have panicked. Those are good signs, winning signs, and signs that are showing up a lot clearer the last few weeks. They're signs that film room can see, with or without his glasses. And I'm thankful I got those back to him before kickoff Sunday. Yes, things are looking up around the Jaguars, Ray. So let's drain that old negative swamp, shall we? Turkey Day's a-coming, and gimmicks or not, cheap or not, around the Jaguars, we're starting to see some very real reasons to give a whole lot of thanks.
We sure are. Thank you, Johnny O. More from the Ozone on Jaguars.com right now. Jags, of course, now have won two games out of their last three. Still more to come right here on Jaguars All Access. We are taking you inside the Jaguars locker room after Sunday's win. But first, we take you to break with a preview of Jags Wired. Alan Ball wore the mic on Sunday.
Just another work day. That's all.
Yep.
Just another work today. We need it all today, Coach.
Yeah.
We need it all today.
Hey, the way you sitting on the sticks like that, and waiting for everything to clear, that's perfect. That's perfect.
Hey, let's start fast. Let's start fast. Let's start fast. 0-0, let's start fast. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Puck. Oh, yeah.
This is Jaguars All Access.
It was so awesome to have an owner like Shad Khan, a GM like Dave Caldwell, that believes just like you guys. When we say we're all in this together, we are in this all together, man. It's so awesome. We appreciate it, man. It's so cool to be a part of it.
More from Gus Bradley's post-game speech and also more from Alan Ball, Jags Wired, on Jaguars.com tomorrow. Make sure you check that out. Always good stuff. Welcome back here to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brent Martin along with Jeff Lagerman and Alan Ball right here. Let's talk more about that secondary. Mm-hmm. Because you told me something yesterday after the game about those guys not being fearful at all. They are fearless instead, and that's a young group of guys, and that's a nice quality to have.
Yeah, it is. Like I said, they're a group that they are fearless. I'm on the field with those guys, and it's almost like you feel like you're playing with other vets like that have seen it all before, and they're not intimidated. It doesn't matter who they line up against. They're ready to play, and you don't see that quite often because it's times I even get butterflies, and if they do, they definitely don't show it to me.
Have you ever felt old in the room? In reality, you are the old man in that room.
At times I felt old in the room, even though I'm still young.
But in that room, you're not.
Yeah, 28 years old.
At times, I do feel old with those guys. Some of the music they listen to, some of the things we hear, it's like, I want to play my music from my time, and they want to play their music. I'm like, wait, you don't know this? So, I definitely feel old at times.
You played safety in Dallas, and obviously you played corner. Mm-hmm. Which do you like better? And how about transitioning back and forth? Is that a tougher task than most
people
think?
I definitely enjoy corner. I feel like corner keeps me involved more every play in the mix, especially in our scheme where it's a lot of coverage, man-to-man coverage. It's a lot of press coverage. I definitely feel involved all the time. I think the transition for me, it's helped. It's been beneficial on both sides. When I went from corner to safety, I saw things in a different light, and I had to learn different things just knowing
from that perspective on the outside. On the other hand, playing corner, I feel as though safety helped me a lot because I can kind of know what to expect and on where my safety is, what the quarterback's seeing, and how they may want to attack us.
All right, one question here, because, you know, not many people talk about him. Dwayne Walker, mm-hmm. the defensive backs coach, former head coach at the college level, he has such a calm demeanor about him. And with that room being so young, that was also important for you guys.
Yeah, he's a great leader for our room. A lot of guys look at leaders with on the player side of it, but we got some coaches on our staff that are great leaders. And Mr. Smooth, Mr. Walker, he's definitely a good leader. And I think he does a good job with just a room that we've had so many young guys and so many different attitudes coming from college. I think he's done a good job of just putting that room together and just continuing to mold us as one.
Little known fact, Alan Ball also went to the same college at the same time as Tony Khan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about that? For appearing on tonight's show, you are going to receive a limited edition Bueller Swiss watch. Bueller Swiss watches are the official watch of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they are available at fine jewelers throughout Northeast Florida. More to come on Jaguars All Access. We will preview a frigid trip to Cleveland coming up. But first, more from the victorious locker room on Sunday.
There is no way we can get better each week like we said we're going to do if it wasn't for your attitude. It's so important, ain't it? But doesn't it feel so good when you believe and you go through tough times and you battle and you battle and you have so much conviction in what we're doing, you just keep believing and you go and you go and you go and then you validate it? Isn't it awesome, man? One, two, three, keep it tight!
This is Jaguars All Access.
G-Series Prime Headlines, happy Thanksgiving. The Jags will be working on Turkey Day, getting ready for Cleveland, and that chilly weather. We hear the temperature should be about 40 at game time. For Alan Ball, thanks for coming in. For Jeff Logman, John Osier, I'm Brent Martineau. Have a good week, everybody. Thanks for watching.